Hello everyone and welcome back to episode 3 of The Daily Show. It is Monday the 24th of June. I hope everyone had a good weekend. Before we get started, just a couple of quick announcements of what's happening. Ghost Hunting episode 2 will be going up live on Wednesday. Me, Dave and Alana have gotten together. We're going to be making a music video, a short film, and then a full-length film. Not necessarily in that order, but that should be coming pretty soon. As of this minute, Pandora's Box 3 is up and live on YouTube, so check that out whenever you can. David has a new series called Let's Play, and currently going through Resident Evil 2. And he has also started his own daily podcast, which will be first airing today, or tomorrow, today. So once you get a chance, jump over and check that out. But today's podcast is all about music. And the reason why it's all about music is because recently I made a song. And the first song that I made was around a minute and a half long, but last night I made a full length song. And if you're on subscribe to me on YouTube or you watch any of the new vlogs, today's vlog is using a bit of that song for the outro, but or for the intro, sorry. But it hasn't been announced or hasn't been shown or anything, but David is going to make a music video for that song. Whenever that music video is finished and put together, then the song will be released, but until then it's not. But a lot of the, whenever I was making the song, I was listening to a lot of hardstyle, mainly Headhunters, Frontliner, some Noise Controllers, so a lot of the song is based around the styles of that. It is the first song, it's called Prepare for Launch. As if you've watched the vlog, you will see why. But it is the first song off the new album. The new album doesn't have a name yet. It doesn't have a set number of tracks. It's really something that was just brought up yesterday. But I get into it. I thought it was pretty easy to make a song, and then last night really showed me how hard it is, because I had to use three different programs. I had to use Fruity Loops Studio Producer Edition, Acid Pro 7, and Audacity. One part of the song that I probably will in the next couple of days, you know, release a wee snippet of it, but one of my favourite parts of the song is a couple of nights ago me and David were messing around with Audacity, and he did this laugh, and then if you've watched any of the vlogs, you will see that David loves to add a certain amount of, like, if he's recording in Audacity, he will, first thing, effect he'll put on it is pitch. He'll change the pitch straight away, and then he'll echo it. Sometimes he'll add a wee bit of G-verb if he's feeling particularly saucy, but he did this laugh and then changed the pitch, but whatever way, I don't know how much he changed the pitch for, I think it was minus 44 or minus 46 or something like that, and it was just a laugh. It was a very basic laugh that he did, but it turned out very demonic, and it sounded awesome, so it did. And so I have it in the track, which I love. I think it was a nice way addition, because it kind of breaks it in, because it goes from like a, it's a very electronically, it's a wee bit heavy, if I can say heavy, but it's a wee bit electronic-y, and then it does the laugh, and then it just goes straight into the really fast hard style. But I'm really looking forward to making this album, because although I get to make the songs, you get to make the album art, and you get to produce it. I probably will. If I do the full album, then I feel pretty happy about it. I will make a couple of music videos, which I'll just let David and Alana do, because the videos are more of their thing, whereas the art and design behind it's more of mine. So be on the lookout for that. There will be like announcements like a week before the song is released, but the music video, there will be a load of announcements. But there are also, whenever, like a month before the album is released, there'll be massive announcements, maybe even a giveaway of some sort. There will be announcements on the album, but for the album giveaway, you'll probably have to be on YouTube, because, yes, I will be giving away the actual album for free. Well, it does cost you, you have to be on YouTube and you have to be subscribed to me, but, because we're starting to do that now, we're starting to do more and more giveaways. Well, we haven't done any yet, but we've got some in the bag. Another big announcement is season one of season one of Pandora's Box will be getting put on the DVD, along with a few special videos, behind the scenes interviews, and also a special thanks video, and it will be given away to a select few people. So be on the lookout for that as well. Again, you have to be on YouTube for it, because that is our center. This is my podcasts are really just an offshoot, really. But anyway, we've gotten way off topic because there's a load of stuff going on. But I thought it was going to be pretty easy to make the song, but it turned out to be pretty hard. Took quite a while actually. It took a couple of hours. And that was just a couple of hours non-stop. I know it probably should take a bit more than that to make a song, but FL Studio that I used, Fruity Loops, it's hard to get used to, but once you do get used to it, you can make songs in an instant, you know, because they're really simple beat. You can just have it playing constantly. So then that means whenever I had the simple beat playing constantly, and then that means I can go and put more stuff and play it on top of it so that I can see what it sounds like, and then take it away. And with all their what do you call it, their effects and the plugins and all that there, it is, I would definitely recommend Fruity Loops Studio to anyone who is, even if you don't want to pay for it, download the demo to see what you can get, because the demo is the full, it's really the full program. The only thing is, you can export your songs, you just can't save the project. So if you wanted to make a song, you'd have to either leave the program open until you went back to it if you're taking a break, or just finish the song really quickly. But it has everything that I needed, and because I was listening to a lot of Headhunters and Frontliner, that they were the main influence for the song, and I was just going through it, looking to see what I liked, what I thought sounded good. There's only one other person that's heard the full song, and that is David, and he did give it the thumbs up, I think. So, going to fire around a few more people, and then if they all like it, we'll continue on with making the music video. But yes, that's really all that's been happening, is that, because usually my music taste varies, but recently it's just been all hardstyle. I was going through a phase of listening to a lot of Metallica and Five Finger Death Punch and more of the metal, but usually there was like a balance where I would go from metal to hardstyle and in between, but recently it's just, I think it's because DEFCON 1 was on, is on, no, yeah, just finished this weekend, and I really wanted to go and I didn't get to go, so. And I was sitting on Facebook, and Frontliner posted on Facebook that he was going on in 45 minutes. So after that, I was just constant hardstyle. So that's really about it. So just be on the lookout for new song, new album, all the stuff on YouTube. If you are listening to this on Podomatic, all the links will be at the side, to my channel and to Ghost Hunting, and from them channels you'll be able to find all of David's videos. It's either on one of his two channels, which is Just the Johnny and David Burns Vlog. Yeah. So from there you'll be able to find it. If you're listening to this on iTunes, just go to youtube.com/ghosthuntingyt. From there you should be able to find my channel and then David's channel. If you subscribe to that and drop a comment, you will, if before the album is released and you want an album, or if before the DVD is released and you want a DVD of Pandora's Box, what you should do is come or subscribe, just comment in any one of my videos. If it's Pandora's Box one, you'll have to comment on Pandora's Box, but or subscribe to my channel, comment on Pandora's Box, say you want a DVD, and your name will be taken down. I will message you at some stage to get relevant posting information, and you will be one of the first to get the DVD as soon as it comes out, same with the album, maybe even the song as well. I might make the song private for a while so that only a certain amount of people can see it. So if you want to be one of those people, comment and subscribe on the YouTube. So that's really about it. Don't forget to check out David's new series, which is Let's Play, his new podcast, and stick around because there will be a lot of videos around making the music video, the short film and the full length film. So maybe a documentary as well. Yes, David is sitting here with me because he's just trying to get ideas for his podcast. Do a documentary about us and really our lives, really around the whole creating and stuff. Alright, well there's another idea, so that's one added to the very long list of things we have to do. So that's it for today. I shall see you tomorrow, and I hope you have a good Monday. See you tomorrow.